proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We will continue our series on the words of Agur found in Proverbs chapter 30. Agur, having spoken about the way of a man with a maid, turned his attention to women, specifically seductresses. Quote, "Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no wickedness." Unquote. Two aspects were contained in this insight into how an adulteress thinks. The adulteress assuages her conscience by considering her behavior to be no more immoral than the act of eating a meal and wiping her mouth when she's finished. Furthermore, an adulteress seeks to justify her behavior in the sight of the world by denying its wickedness. Proverbs chapter 7 is where Solomon wrote about the personality and lifestyle of the adulteress. He wrote that, quote, "She is loud and stubborn," unquote, and that, quote, "Her feet abide not in her house," unquote. In Solomon's example, the adulteress in question enticed the young man to come home with her, partaking of illicit sexual pleasure. She sought to allay his fears by telling him that her husband would not be home for some time to come. Solomon noted what transpired after the youth in question succumbed to her advances. Quote, "He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool goeth to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life," unquote. Solomon concluded his observation by noting that, quote, "Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death," unquote. In other words, an adulteress actually seeks after potential victims, and if they succumb to her advances, they receive punishment for it. Turning our attention back to Agur, in Proverbs 30, he said that, quote, "For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he is filled with meat. For an odious woman when she is married, and an handmaid that is heir to her mistress," unquote. A servant when he reigneth has not received training in wielding power and exercising authority. Indeed, he might well abuse the authority delegated to him. Such an individual might react to a promotion in his status by resorting to insolence and bullying. Tobiah the Ammonite, found in Nehemiah chapter 2, serves as an example of a servant when he reigneth. Agur decried a fool when he is filled with meat, alluding to a person devoid of spiritual understanding, who nonetheless attained material wealth. Other people might look at his life and see him as an example to emulate, a decision they will later come to regret. In 1 Samuel chapter 25, we read about the example of such a man named Nabal. Nabal, who insulted David, displayed the attitude characterized by such an opulent fool. Agur spoke about an odious woman when she is married. Such a woman frequently upsets her husband's domestic tranquility. Solomon alluded to this type of lady in Proverbs 21 when he wrote that, quote, "It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman," unquote. Finally, Agur spoke about an handmaid that is heir to her mistress. Hagar, in the 16th chapter of Genesis, functioned as an illustration about how such a person can disrupt the household. When Hagar conceived the child by Abraham, something that Sarah at that time could not do, Hagar despised Sarah. Ultimately, Abraham had to expel Hagar and her son Ishmael from his household. In our next session, we will learn more about the observations of Agur. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.